So do we. This year, we decided to spend the money on some new equipment, and like you, we don't make those decisions easily. However, it is time to upgrade the system used to store the audio for our website. Now, if you listen online, this is a big deal, and we need your help. Call now with a pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455 or just hit the red Contribute Now button at the top of willag.org.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 677 and a quarter, is up 1 1/4. Soft May wheat, 609, up 1 1/2. March corn, 451, up 1 1/2. July, 461, up 1. December, 464 and a half, up 3/4. March soybeans, 1358, down 3. July, 1327 and a half, down 2 3/4. November, 1134, down 4. March soybean meal, 456.70, down 20. March soybean oil, 4023, down 13. February live cattle, 144.22 and a half, up 47 and a half. March feeders, 172, up 30. April lean hogs are 97.82 and a half, and they're up 45.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
If you haven't purchased your tickets yet for the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting March 4th at the Beef House, we're beginning to get a little light on the number of tickets we have left. So fair warning, you can purchase yours today by calling 217-333-7300. They're $30 each, and they include a great day of agricultural information, including a presentation on Title I of the Farm Bill, another presentation on land values, and a keynote from Sue Martin, and she's going to be talking about 2014, Do the Pieces Fit? You also get our great panels on cash grain and soybean and corn marketing, as well as a Beef House Continental Breakfast and a great Beef House Lunch, and a 25th anniversary hat. It's 25 years old this year to mark the occasion. Get your tickets. Call 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
March beans, oh my, 1371 and 3/4 on the top side. Since have settled back, but I don't know that is much of a concern to bulls. Momentum indicators indicated some sort of a short-term setback.
Well, that's true. You know, although we did go up and touch the long-term downtrend today on the monthly chart, so we'll see once we can hold. You know, Dave, we knew that a lot of people yesterday, there was a lot of U.S. farmers selling on beans. There was Brazilian and Argentinian farmers selling on beans, and I'm certain that that's probably what took us off the highs today, too, that there were a number of orders that were actually tapped, and away we went. So it's going to be interesting to see if it has the ability to get above this level, and also what it does to export sales.
Well, and that is the key. That is what it has been the driver for much of this rally, and, you know, prices, if you looked at last week's export sales, said they were not rationing fast enough.
Well, that's exactly the truth, and you know, the only way that you can ration export sales is either, you know, raise prices. You know, it's a situation. Now, this morning we did see some rumors floating around out there about China cancellations on old crop beans, so we'll see once if that actually materializes or not. But if it does, it'll take the shine off of this rally pretty doggone fast.
And I suppose the other thing that could take a little bit of a shine off a rally is Friday's numbers from Virginia, when Joseph Glauber and his crew release their baseline projections, and many thinking soybean acres are going to go up.
Well, that's the truth. I'm headed to the Ag Forum right now. I'm going to be flying out during the day today. And, you know, the big thing I think that's important for producers to understand is, you know, we looked at the numbers that came out the other day, which were the congressional budget numbers from the WASDE people. That was based on last year's farm bill. The new numbers that we're going to be seeing that are coming out on Friday are going to be based on the 2014 farm bill. And
right.
When you look at the ARC program, which potentially has a 520 number in front of it, I just don't believe that we're not going to see a projection for much larger corn acres. Now, the key will come down to what will the yield be. Will we see a yield of 165.7 like we saw in the November numbers? You know, that's going to be the driver in this marketplace. And I just, you know, I think bean numbers are probably going to come down on acreage just from the standpoint that if you look at the big picture, this new farm bill really, really favors planting corn.
And as we look at that, we have the idea from many in the trade that USDA is going to lower those baseline acres in corn at the expense of soybeans on Friday. So we will see.
Yeah, we sure will. You know, I think that the big key is that this new number is going to be based off the 2014 farm bill. So I'll be anxiously waiting to find out what happens. I can tell you that much.
Meanwhile, the corn market is a grinder with an upward bias.
That's true. You know, it went to that 450 level today, and I would venture to say that probably more of the resting orders are probably sitting at 460 now than they were a week ago. So we'll see once it has the ability to keep up the level. And I think that'll be impacted also by whatever comes out on Friday's numbers. You know, this Ag Forum number is going to be a very, very important driver to the market just in general and to the perception of the market as to, you know, where we're going to be going for this new crop.
I think it could maybe potentially, if the numbers are favorable for the bullish side, have the non-commercials actually putting in some new long positions looking longer term.
Well, that's true. And, you know, one of the things that happened this past week, Dave, is that we actually have the funds were long 41,000 corn now and 171,000 beans short 42,000 wheat. So, you know, that will be the thing. If it comes in and it's favorable, we could see the funds position get longer, we could see the commercial position get longer. If it doesn't come in favorable, then we could certainly see some liquidation of those long positions. So it'll be very interesting when it rolls out. Now, I thought they were probably going to announce them at the same time as what the regular reports come out, but it'll actually be announced already, it would be 7 o'clock our time. A little after 7 is when the meeting starts, 8 o'clock out there, and it'll be into the meeting before they actually announce it, but it'll be announced early in the morning.
I guess if there is a thorn in the bullish side on the corn market, and it may not be today, but it may be moving forward as shipments.
Well, that's true. You know, it's there's an awful lot of question out there as to, you know, when you look at inspections, are so low compared to what our sales are, and we really have to amp that up. And there's just no question about it now. It isn't unusual for us to be at this type of a level at this time of year, but I would certainly feel more comfortable if we started to see a lot more inspections come in and just people willing to take it. Just buying it doesn't mean anything. It's got to be, in order to get to our numbers from the USDA, we have to actually inspect it and get it out of the country. But, you know, at this time of year with all the river freezing and when you look at the Great Lakes, it's a big question. You know, 75% of the Great Lakes are actually frozen. I think Lake Erie is at 95%. It's close to a record. And it's not going to be easy to get all the shipping lanes open and get everything going again this year just because of the weather that we've had, too. So I think that's holding things back somewhat.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes, a Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 4.50¾, up 1¼. December, 4.64¾, up 1. March, soybeans, 13.57½, down 3½. November, 11.34, down 4. March soybean meal, 4.56.20, down 70. March soybean oil, 40.29, down 7 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.